This is a love letter from Jesus to those who don't know him. You are my beloved. You do not know this, but you are my beloved. You could not know this because no one has ever loved you the way I do. I breathed life into your mother's womb. When I did, I knew all the good and all the bad things that would happen in your life. And I wept. But I knew that someday you would return to me. The day has come. I want to hold you in my arms and love you as you have never been loved. I'm not talking about carnal love or sex. I'm talking about my grace and the power reaching down deep into those wounded places you have struggled with all your life. I want you to know that many who say they serve me, pastors and priests, are only weak men and not able to love as I love. You may have been hurt by those who represent me, but understand, dear one, they were only human and acting out their own wounded past. I'm asking you to give me a chance to love you and to show you what love is really all about. I have seen your struggles in this life. I was there in your victories, and I wept with you in your failures. I saw the actions you are proud of and the actions you are ashamed of. I was there when you were betrayed by those you thought were friends, and I wept. I am here to tell you that I can change your life for the better. You don't have to live in the failures of the past. You are not what people call you. They have no idea of who you truly are, but I do. I know what you're capable of. I know your dreams and the way you wish you could live. And I know how to get you there, starting today, right now, from where you are at this moment. I do not condemn you. I am reaching out a loving hand to help you. I also know your confusion about who you truly are, and I'm here to tell you, you are not what people have said you are. You are far greater than their idea, but you need help to discover your potential. You need help to change and realize your dreams. That is why I have given this message to my servant. She too has come from confusion and failure. She knows all about suffering and how people say bad things about her. I have healed her wounds and brought her out of great darkness from the occult community. I am showing her wonderful things about herself she never knew. And now her life is full of hope and joy. She knows what it feels like to be abandoned and lost. And because of that, she is reaching out to you in her late 70s. When she could be playing with her grandchildren, she is instead writing my words to you because she cares. I'm inviting you to give me a chance to bring hope into your life. I'm asking you, do you want to change? Do you want to wake up hopeful every morning? I am telling you, beloved, I know how to make that change. I know how to lead you into that freedom. If this is also what you want, pray this prayer, and I will begin to turn things around for you. Lord Jesus, if you truly are God, and you truly care about me, and can bring me hope, and bring me out of the dark place I am in, I want to give you a chance. I've done many things I know are wrong, and I'm sorry. Can you forgive me and take away my guilt? Can I really start over again, doing the right things? Can you really lead me into a life of hope and accomplishment and happiness? Some say you are just a holy man. Others say you are God come in the flesh. Would you show me the truth so I can believe? If you really are God, and you really do believe in me, that my life matters, and you really are my intimate friend, always with me, I want to give you my life, because it's not what I want it to be, and I'm too lost to know how to change. I want to try. Please show me that you are really with me, and you really want to help me. I give you permission to reveal the truth to me and change me for the better. Amen. My beloved, I will reveal my truth to you, that I am God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I am the Son. Just like you have a spirit, a soul, and a body, I also have three parts. I came in the flesh so that you could understand who God is, what I'm really like. I also came in the flesh to forgive your sins and suffer on the cross to pay for them. You could not have gone to heaven until I paid the debt for your sins and the debt of everyone who ever lived. The doors of heaven were closed until I rose from the dead. And I really did rise from the dead and continue to teach my disciples for weeks before I ascended into heaven. All of this is true, and something else is also true. You were meant to never die, but to live in heaven with me forever after your body falls asleep on this earth. Someday I will awaken it again and take you to heaven where I am and where I have prepared a very special place for you with all your favorite things. And one final word to you. Satan is not my brother. He was created to be the most glorious and beautiful angel in heaven, endowed with great power, and he was given the honor of leading worship to my Father. But when I created man and this beautiful earth for mankind, Satan became jealous because of my love and relationship with man, because man worshipped me and Satan wanted to be the one who was worshipped. So he incited 1/3 of the angels to follow him, to rebel against me. and to torment you, mankind, who I loved so dearly. That is why he led the Nephilim into rebellion and taught men how to make weapons that hurt and kill. That is why he has led man to destroy and rape the earth. So you see, Satan hates me. He hates you, but pretends to love you so he can manipulate and use you to hurt others, to hurt me, and ultimately to destroy you and this beautiful planet I created for your pleasure. You may have many questions about why so many cities and men, women, and children were killed as my people took over the promised land. I know from the outside looking in, it makes no sense that a loving God would kill whole families. And you were right. It does not make sense. But if I were to show you what these men, women, and children were doing to one another and to the animals, you would understand. There is so much misunderstood about me. I long to clear that up and reveal my true personality to you. I also recommend to you the TV series, The Chosen. It is a very accurate portrayal of me. Remember this. If you have ever loved someone, your heart is to protect and provide for them. I am no different. Because I love you, I want the best for you. From your viewpoint, you may think my rules deprive you of freedom. But if you could see what happens, the pain and death that is caused when souls do not follow my rules, you would understand that it is because I love you that I have made those rules, which will lead to your ultimate happiness. Please give me a chance to prove my love for you. And be patient as I bring you along into a new and better life filled with hope. Each day when you awake, call to me. Jesus, please help me to see you at work in my life today. And then I want you to keep your eyes open for a sign. It could be a bumper sticker, a rock shaped like a heart or a dove. It could be a cross on the ground or a piece of wood. Sometimes you will also see my face in tree bark or in a piece of fruit or a rock. I will send you butterflies, flowers, and other signs to let you know I am with you. And I am thinking of you. In time, you will know in your heart who I am, how I speak to you, and even how I arrange meetings with people who will be important in your life. Keep your eyes and ears open. I am for you. Your Jesus. If you want more guidance, use this resource, heartdwellers.org and heart_dwellers on YouTube.